Hello, everyone. This is Pat Carrington, and I am so pleased and very excited myself about this seminar because we have a wonderful guest and we have a wonderful subject, a natural, as I would say, Thanksgiving and how to give thanks under all and any conditions. It is such an incredibly freeing thing to learn that I just can't describe what it does for me when I follow this principle. So we're going to have as our guest Carol Look, who is a founding EFT master, and she has been doing EFT on a high level. And her most important thing that she ever does is the Yes Code coaching program, which you can learn or learn about from our site, which is carollook.com. And Carol is here to answer our questions, to lead you through tapping, to do many, many things we'll call upon her to do. We just have a luxury of having her here. And so I'm going to say hello, Carol. So good to have you on.
Hi, Pat. It's great to be here with you. We haven't done a telecall together in a long time.
A couple of years, and I love them. They've always opened something in me as they open something in others.
Okay,
well, now, you know, I'd like to just sort of dive in here. And, Carol, I want to ask you personally, because I know the topic of gratitude is extremely important to you. It's one of the most important things you've ever done. And I'm going to ask you why the topic of gratitude is so important to you.
Sure. I have loved using gratitude for years, but it came about in a really tough time in my life. And that's, of course, where many things start for people. But it was 2001, and I just had a 9 months of really tough challenges. So on June 11th, my father-in-law died totally suddenly. And on 9/11 was 9/11, so 3 months later exactly. And then 3 months later on December 11th, I woke up to the phone call that my sister had died. And then more and more kept happening. So those were the first three traumas of that year. Then I developed a tumor in my hand and had a fall in a store and crashed my elbow. And, you know, it was just so. Basically, what I was thinking and saying to myself is, oh, if this is what life delivers, because life's tough on everybody, I'm not the only one who's been through something like that, what are we going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? You know, people would come into my office after 9/11 and say, I've got to change marriages, I need to move to California, I need to quit my job. And so everyone was doing great introspection and really looking at their lives, too much out of panic, but people were still doing it. So I'm okay with people are willing to look at their lives and what's going on. So basically it was out of need and out of desperation and out of emotional pain, saying, if this is what goes on regularly, which it does, then what am I going to do? How am I going to help myself in spite of what's going on outside in life? How am I going to help myself with my mood, my feelings, my vibration? Of course, I was tapping all the time. That was in 2001, and I'd already been tapping. So any tools that you can use to help you navigate the bumps on the road are great, and gratitude just turned out to be one of my top favorite. EFT and gratitude are my top favorites for sure.
Well, you know, what most people think is that when those things, the very things you're talking about, the shocks, the huge reverses even, in life, and they do happen, they happen to everybody at one time or another, that makes it impossible to exercise gratitude, because people think you have to, they erroneously think you have to be saying, oh, I'm so grateful that this terrible thing happened. That is not what you're talking about. It might come in a certain instance, or it might eventually come in a larger sense that you realize what it did for you emotionally and spiritually. But you may not have any way of doing that or want to right away. That isn't what you're talking about here. And I think this is so important, because I'm sure you didn't say to yourself, I must be grateful for 9/11. I must be grateful. You know, you didn't do it that way. And so I'm going to ask you, maybe I should you take it in the order you think is most meaningful for people. But maybe at this point you'd say how you did it, or maybe you want to let us know what we can expect when we really use gratitude correctly in the way it is intended to be used. What benefits can we possibly expect?
Well, I would say there are two good questions folded into what you're saying. The first thing is, I think people kept misunderstanding and reflecting back to me, I don't want to be grateful for this terrible thing that happened. And I would think, now, where did they get that? Because I didn't say it. It's not what other people are saying. Where are people getting this impression that you're supposed to be grateful for the bad things that happened? And I certainly couldn't be. When my sister died, there wasn't an ounce of gratitude in me for that. So first of all, it was a different perspective in saying, you know what, even though that thing happened, there must be great, I have gratitude in my life for other things. So it's an and, right? It's this thing happened and. So that's the first part, just to answer that for you. But what can we expect when we focus on gratitude? I've always heard and then I've always said, it's like planting seeds. You focus on gratitude and there are impressive changes and successes that you can experience in your life. But I say to people, don't do it. You know, don't have a gratitude list to get something. Don't do it for the reason of, oh, I'm going to get abundance through gratitude, because it just it cheapens it. You know, that's not really what it's for. You will get things. You will improve your health. You will raise your vibration. You will manifest some pretty exciting opportunities and certainly have great mood changes when you focus on gratitude, but do it to feel good now and allow yourself to be present now, rather than, I'm gonna write a gratitude list so I can get more money next year. You know, try to do it for the idea of being present and you know, with the people you're with now or with the experience, rather than let's do it to get something. So the benefits of tuning into gratitude are enormous, and anyone who's played enough games with it and done enough lists and really had it as part of their life, and I go in and out, trust me, I am not perfect with this every day. If you've done some work with it, you start to see the stories and the responses in your life energetically build up, and it's undeniable. That's what's fun about it. You really have to stop denying the connection. Once you do it long enough and you start to get responses from the universe, or whatever you call it, spirit, or just from energy, you really have to say, wake up and say, got it. I get it.
Yep. You know, I think that, and then I know that what you're going to tune in to for us, because you let me in on the secret, is that you're going to be focusing first, as we always do, in EFT on some of the negative, the people's blocks to tuning into gratitude. And before you get to that, I have something to say about those blocks, because I think that so many of the blocks are because gratitude, saying thank you, got a very bad name for us in our childhood. We were told, I think everybody was told, you've got to say on Thanksgiving, all right, Aunt Laura's coming over and you have to say thank you for the present she's going to give you. In the old days, my grandmother was a little girl, you had to curtsy. You said thank you and you curtsied. It was a humbling and often pretty insincere gesture. And I think gratitude is resisted automatically by people. One of the reasons is that they think it is requiring something of them that they just don't want to give. It's humiliating. It's forcing, that kind of thing. So that's my little speech about what I think. Yeah. So what do you find are the main blocks to tuning into gratitude? What is preventing? Yeah. If it does so much, then why isn't everybody doing it?
Well, I think your point is excellent, because what I would add to it is when it becomes a chore for me, it's no different than going to the gym is a chore. or doing Qigong as a chore, or EFT becomes a chore. And that's what I started seeing happening both in me and in others. So as you're saying, it was sort of this thing you had to do to the older relatives and say thank you and curtsy and please. And it was be polite, and it was a command rather than are you grateful. You know, someone would give you a holiday present, and it didn't matter if you liked it or not, you had to say thank you. So I totally follow that part. And then moving on from that, I would say that the blocks that I've seen in myself and others, the biggest one is sabotage. So when someone is sabotaging themselves, it doesn't matter if it's a diet or doing tapping or doing meditation or a gratitude list, they're not going to do what's good for them, right? And I know a lot of people listening are like, oops, that's me. Oops, I remember that. I've certainly done that, where you know what's good for you and you still sit on the couch and watch TV instead. So that's a huge block, any kind of self-sabotage, procrastination, being late. Then there's stress. So people will say to me, oh, I'm just too busy. And I say, too busy for a 60-second gratitude list? And they have to admit it's this idea of life gets in the way. You know, I can't possibly fit it into my schedule. Yes, you can. So then I consider that to be a sabotage issue as well. Pain. If we're in physical pain, it's really, really difficult to feel grateful for much. When your body feels like it's breaking down or betraying you or hurting, pain is incredibly distracting. So I've certainly had all three of those, sabotage, stress, pain, and then overwhelm. That's the busy life too, where I can't do this, I've got to pick up the kids, I have to get the laundry, I have to, you know, go to the grocery store, and then something's due and I have to write a letter. And you don't put yourself first, you're overwhelmed, and you don't take the time to say, if I'm not putting the oxygen mask on myself, I'm no good for anybody else, the way they say on an airplane. You know, if you don't take care of yourself and do your tapping and eat well and slow down, it doesn't matter that you're getting through the chores of the day. So I would say those are the four biggest blocks, or the biggest groups of blocks: sabotage, stress, pain, and basic overwhelm, really just being too, too busy.
Right. Now, I think that stress interrupts, and you've just been saying that in a sense. You've been talking about pain and other serious and continuing stresses. Stress interrupts your ability to add gratitude towards your life. And can you say something about the difference between stress on the one hand and gratitude on the other? If you get into that vibration, what it does to the stress?
Well, the challenge is that stress is a completely opposite vibration to gratitude, as is pain, as is overwhelm. So we're starting with this distance between where we are, stressed out, mad at our boss, frustrated with what's going on, and then, oh, I'm supposed to do my gratitude list. It's too far because of the difference between the vibrations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So again, what I want to say to people, when you're under stress, I know certainly from my life, I get very preoccupied by the demands of life. And, you know, I'm not very present, and I'm just not paying attention, and I'm not having a good time either. I'm rushing through my day. And the vibrations are so different that it's hard to even remember sometimes, oh, this is the exact time I need to do a gratitude list or a gratitude walk. And again, what I can bump up against is, don't make me, I'm not supposed to, I don't want to have to. If it's a have to, I won't do it. And if I have some impression that I'm supposed to be grateful when I'm under stress, no, that's not what it's about. When I'm under stress, I have an option, and that is to focus on gratitude also. When I'm in pain.
Also, that's a very interesting word there,
Also, right? So gratitude lists and tapping and meditation and walking, all of that falls off our list, and it's up to us. It's a choice. And I was reading an interview, someone who had been able to interview Nelson Mandela, and he was talking in that way that people do about suffering and hardship, and he said it's a doorway, and you either walk through it or you don't. It's up to you. You know, there are opportunities being shown to us. Did I think 9/11 was an opportunity that morning when I'm sitting in my office in New York City? Nope, that is not what occurred to me. When my younger sister died, nope, that was not seen as an opportunity by me. But it was a doorway, And eventually I walked through and had to work through so many challenges connected to death, connected to my family, connected to, you know, what 9/11 meant to me. And I came out on the other side understanding that I don't have to be grateful that my sister died, but I have gratitude in my life and I have a lot to be grateful for, even though, and then of course it came perfectly with EFT,
yes,
even though this thing happened in my life and I'm sad or grieving or upset or frustrated or irritated, I also have some gratitude for other things. So it's that idea of and rather than people always try to separate, you know, you can't have both at the same time. Actually, yes, you can. You can be grateful for the good things.
I think that is our being trapped in either or thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is so instinctive with us. It is so prevalent and widespread. You've either got to be in pain or and desperation, or you are happy and oblivious to, and everything's going perfectly. That is
exactly
not the way it ever happens,
well,
practically
not life.
Ever. It is,
well, it's not
it is
life.
It's wrong. Yeah. It's incorrect. It is an assumption of consistency that we don't have, and nobody has, and no part of nature has, as a matter of fact. So that is the biggest stumbling block to this, that they think they're being told, oh, we got to be happy and cheerful, when something just very deeply painful has happened in their lives.
Right.
And
right.
That is not it at all. It helps indirectly the deeply painful thing, but not because you try to supplant the pain, but because you appreciate and suddenly get into the to some of the reverberance, the vibration of the good, of the of those things which are very positive and which you love. And they are important enough to bring you to a higher state of vibration is what's happening, so that you then cope with the unpleasant, but you're not being asked to make a choice there between the two.
No,
so
and it's
anyway,
that's why EFT has been my tool of choice for almost two decades, is because we get to say, even though I feel miserable, even though I'm unhappy, even though I'm frustrated, we get to validate and accept ourselves before anyone rushes in and says, let's get over that. It's not about getting over it. It's about the validation. Yes, I understand they've been doing the research studies, and many thanks to David Feinstein. This is wonderful, the research studies they've done on the acupuncture points and what happens in the brain with a stress response. However, being able to say out loud what your emotions are and validating them, that is something we cannot measure the value of, and I happen to believe it is top value in EFT. So here we are being able to say what's going on for real, expressing it, validating it, giving it airtime before we even tap to see if the number goes down. And it's just so it's just so important as a
self-help
tool.
Honoring yourself.
Yeah,
you're honoring your own self, your own real feelings. That's it's beautiful. Yeah. And Carol, how do you add gratitude to your tapping and to this a recognition of the deep emotion? How do you combine all this? What is your formula now?
Well, I have three different ways that I do it that I've kind of come up with that work for me over the years. One is, you remember years ago, I started doing what-if tapping way
back when. Yeah.
And I would say things like, even though I'm really worried about my job, what if it could work out? What if the universe could bring me the best solution? And then on tapping on the points, I would say, what if it's going to be better than I even expected? And I'm allowed to say, no, it's not going to be. See, I still give myself the freedom to say, nope, don't take me there. If you don't have freedom, you'll feel pinned in and, you know, hemmed in with any of these techniques. So I say the even though statement, even though I have this frustration, hurt, betrayal, guilt, what if I haven't been able to see the solution yet? What if I'm about to have a breakthrough and this is just a low point? So the what-if tapping has been a lot of fun. Then I do the thank you tapping. You and I both do that. Thank you, universe, for bringing me So I don't even have to do the setup statement. So tapping on the points, thank you, universe, for bringing me the best resolution to this problem with my colleague. Side of the eye. Thank you, universe, for bringing me whatever it is that you want. So there's that statement of thank you for bringing me, and you say it in the present tense. And then I just do gratitude tapping. I usually end my workshops that way, where I'm doing a gratitude list while I'm tapping. So I'm looking out at the audience, and I do it for myself too, and I say thank you for all the solutions that came up. Thank you for all the pain that led us to health. Thank you for all the health. Thank you for all the emotions. Thank you for all the wonderful people. So I do a real gratitude list, you know, thank you for anything, however small. You know, I love to help people focus on the small things. Thank you, universe, for giving me the time. You know, I'm so grateful I got the laundry done this weekend. Everybody's so focused on world peace. That's not what I focus on. I need to focus on my life, how I'm going to be a better person in the world, how I'm going to be more kind to people, how my compassion is going to expand. So then I start small, bunny slope, right? You start small, and you just say your gratitude list, I appreciate, or I'm grateful for how this worked out. I'm grateful that it wasn't raining today when I was walking to my appointment without an umbrella. I mean, really small. And people look at me and say, oh, that's so silly. You should do bigger things. You shouldn't do bigger things, because gratitude is a vibration and it doesn't care about the content.
It doesn't even know it.
Not about I'm grateful for $1 million. You can say I'm grateful for the penny. And the feeling that comes up in your vibrational system, your frequency, is the same thing, the same sense of vibration. So those are my three ways I use it, which is a lot of fun.
Absolutely wonderful. And I'm going to have us move quickly now, because we've got some wonderful things to for people to experience here today. And I'm sort of debating in my mind whether we'll start taking callers now, which we can. I'll tell people how they can raise their hand on the calling on the phone, or how they can write in to us. But we'll get to that in a moment.
Hey, Pat. It's
Trina.
Trina. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right. The web questions are working, and there's one gal that's written in a couple comments that I would like to read, if that's a good time, or if you want to wait and get them later. But I just want to let you know,
Carol,
that the web,
what would
web
you
is...
like to do? The other possibility is to have me tell about your recent work with gratitude, which I'm so thrilled about. But that can wait till later. Okay.
Well, I'll answer.
Yes,
I'll answer
Trina,
one.
Do read us. Yeah.
When I answer one question, and then we'll go there. So.
Right, and so. I'm not sure exactly what this gal means by all of this, but you guys might. She's written in a couple things. First one was, I'm trying to learn that I need to be as grateful for the things I consider good as I am non-grateful for the things I do not consider good. My spiritual path espouses this, and our rabbis and sages teach this. This is simple but not easy. And then
so,
she says, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I just,
well,
can
I
we just
think,
let's just
why,
answer one
are
of
there
them.
Two questions, because I think we should answer them one at a time. And this is one question. Carol, would you want to respond to that?
Well, I was going to say, if it's one person having a couple of comments, maybe we could just answer one and go from there. So what... This is just my opinion. So whatever leaders are telling you to do, you know, if it resonates with you, that's great. Do it that way. What I have found is I can be grateful later for something that's happened that's troubling to me when I have perspective. But I cannot be grateful in the moment when it happens, if it's hurtful, painful, upsetting, you know, bad for my business, whatever it is. If I'm having a fight with someone, which does not happen much, but, you know, if there were ever a time, I'm not thinking, oh, I better be grateful for this, because that would ruin it. That would be that would feel fake and forced, and I'm supposed to, and I'm not allowed to have my feelings. It just wouldn't make any sense to me. So I don't do that. What I do is understand that in hindsight and with perspective, I often can feel grateful for how something turned out, or it was a surprise to me and I didn't expect it, and or, hey, I learned something from this. Often it's about learning.
Yes, it
humans.
Is. That's right.
It's like, I learned something from this, and it's an experience I didn't want to go through, but in life, we don't have that choice sometimes.
That's right.
So I would say that for me, the only comment I would make is I'm grateful for what I can be grateful for, and I never, ever force it. If I force it, you've hurt the vibration. It's going against something, and it'll ruin the whole topic for me and ruin gratitude. It doesn't make any sense to force it. So
then you're doing an assignment. Then you're doing like an assignment in homework at school, if you're supposed to do it. It isn't a supposed to. It is a wonderful option, and I think that's extremely important. I think we'll follow your advice. We will thank that person who wrote in, and if she has more to say.
She said it's working, right, Gina?
Right, yeah, it's working.
I only am saying that because we're going to be taking these interesting, well, hopefully some people will be online, who want to interact with you and tap with you. And we all will tap as borrowing benefits, which is an extraordinarily helpful thing to do. And it's wonderful. Maybe we'll hold that off for a few minutes while we talk about what you call Project Gratitude, which is one of the things you have created recently, which I have been doing in preparation for this broadcast. And I've got to tell you, Carol, it is a godsend. It is wonderful to be able to do this. So I just want to give a little picture of it, a little taste of it, and then we'll go on. I think, Carol, that this program that you've created, what is it?
It's a regular recording, and you can several hours, and you can download in small segments on these topics.
I love it for that reason. I'm doing it on the different topics. They're amazingly diverse, where you can have a problem in that area, and a problem whether it was financial, a problem whether it was a health problem, a problem whether it was a relationship problem. There are a number of different wonderful opportunities. And you get the main gist of it, the main way of tapping, and then Carol leads you, and she's been leading me as I followed it, in these different, sort of focused on a different area, but it's so effectively and so helpfully into the simple process of feeling gratitude without having to deny the pain and distress that you may be in, very deeply, perhaps.
Right.
And it's just wonderful.
It's my favorite by far. It is my favorite, you know, all the products that I do come out of my own pain, right? They come out of my own challenges and struggles.
Sure.
And this one is focused on what gets in our way, like you and I were talking about earlier. So stress relief. You know, if you're really stressed out, it is hard to be grateful. If pain relief, if you're in pain or your body has symptoms, it's really challenging to remember to do gratitude. So I combine the two, which means I allow people to heal and honor and validate what they're going through and then do some gratitude exercises with it. There's a module, so it's split up into modules. So there's a stress relief module, a physical health and energy module, an access divine guidance module, you know, connecting, you know, clearing the blocks to connecting to the messages that you deserve to get. It's not religious. It's not, you know, it's what the messages that if you listen to your inner guidance, you will get. And then there's a bonus module about financial abundance. And then I go through the special tapping sequences, the what if, the gratitude, and the thank you tap.
That is, by the way, just let me interrupt, but when you say you go through those sequences, it's called, it's an extra track called Enhance, it's a bonus actually, Enhance Your Tapping Practice. I love it. It has the what if tapping and the gratitude tapping and the thank you tapping, and it's getting it ingrained in me. I just do it when I have a problem. it happens to be called a bonus, but I think it's so essentially in tune with all the rest of the program, which is to help you actually do this thing. We're going to do some call-ins that will give people a chance to tap it as borrowing benefit. To begin, I'm going to look at the name of people who put their hands up. The reason we're choosing from the phone line is we're going to have a live demonstration with Carol talking to you, whoever has done. I'm going to choose the person in order of the time that they put their hands up.
I also wanted to say that the subtitle of the project is called The Art of Tapping into the Energy of Success, and I've used that sentence for years. The energy of success is what you can tap into when you're willing to own that you've got challenges and issues and frustrations, and also say, and I still have things that I'm grateful for. That's what successful energy is. That's what makes you have more financial abundance and health abundance, is being able to own and validate what's going on at the same time as saying, hey, I'm not very happy about this, but I am grateful for this. So the art of tapping into the energy of success is an important tagline that I want people to think about. Oh, how do I tap into the energy of success? Because success is about feeling calm and peaceful too, not all agitated and all upset. So if anybody, Pat, if anybody in your group would like a live chance, a live turn, let's do it.
Would you look, Trina, who's raising their hand?
Judy has her hand up. Do you want to go ahead and take that call?
Judy, definitely. Judy, Judy,
hi.
Would you like to come in?
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Ooh.
So, Judy, what's the challenge? What's the challenge that you're going through? And hopefully I can help you move it a little bit.
The challenge is not giving into fear and grief and awfulizing about the results of the election, actually.
A lot of people going through mixed feelings, and some bad, some happy, some negative. So you're afraid to give into the awfulizing and the fear.
Yeah,
and
I don't want to feed it.
Okay, don't want to feed it. Good. Now, my recommendation is to stop resisting it.
Right.
Because the resisting it is actually going to make it grow. You don't have to awfulize, but you can say, these are my true feelings. This is where I am. This is how I feel. And I had people today saying, I'm not grateful about anything. There's nothing to be grateful for. Yes, there is. But it may not have anything to do with the election for you. For each person. So 0 to 10, Judy, see if you can say this and measure it for yourself. I feel anxious that I'm going to give in to the fear. And then we'll measure the anxiety.
Oh, it's like a 5. I think maybe it's just that I feel, I mean, I have kind of a lot of emotions, and I feel sort of, right now what I'm in touch with is feeling depressed.
Okay. And 0 to 10, how high is that?
It's about a 7.
Okay.
And an 8.
If you don't suffer from depression normally, then this isn't actually depression, that you're just having a reaction and feeling down and discouraged, and those are very normal feelings that human beings have all the time.
Yeah,
okay.
I do feel very discouraged.
Uh-huh. So that's the 7 or the 8.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's making it hard for you to have any gratitude.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So the 5, it wasn't as important. This is what's important for everybody to understand. If your 5 is low, I'm afraid I'm going to give in, that's nothing compared to an 8. In energetic terms, we tend not to pay much attention to the 5 if there's an 8. So that's how I choose that I'm going to work with you, Judy, on the 8.
Okay.
Okay. The number may or may not change. Please don't get hooked on the number. What's important is that we're giving your system airtime to validate so that you don't get stuck. What people don't understand is they often get stuck when they don't give themselves airtime. But they keep trying not to give themselves airtime because they're trying not to do something. And it's this odd thing of counterproductive. All right. So, Judy, repeat after me. You know how to do tapping, karate chop point. Even though I feel overwhelmed and discouraged.
even though I feel overwhelmed and discouraged.
And the truth is, I feel quite depressed. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Even though I feel discouraged and disappointed. And it's hard to focus on anything good. I accept who I am in this moment. Go right to the eyebrow. It's hard to feel good right now. Side of the eye, I feel so discouraged. Under the eye, I feel discouraged and overwhelmed. I feel discouraged and so disappointed. Under the nose.
Sad too.
And say it again.
Sad.
Yeah. Under the nose. And I feel grief and sadness. Chin point. And those are my real feelings. Collarbone. And I'm allowed to have them. Under the arm. I need to give them airtime. Top of the head. But they're not very comfortable. Eyebrow. But I'm allowed to express my feelings. Side of the eye, what if something good could come out of my feelings? Under the eye, what if I invite myself to feel grateful? Under the nose, for all the freedom I have. Chin, what if I invite myself to feel good about my life? Collarbone, what if feeling these feelings just makes me have a more rich life? Under the arm, thank you, universe, for bringing me an opportunity. Top of the head, even though I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do with it yet. Good. Then take a deep breath.
Okay.
So then it's like there's no right or wrong. We're tapping on feelings. We're tapping on what you've said you're going through. So then go back and measure. We won't get stuck on it, but just see how that eight feels. I used overwhelmed. That wasn't what you said, but discouraged, disappointed. And how does that bundle of feelings feel to you now?
My body feels more relaxed, but I feel kind of, I feel sort of a deep thinking feeling.
What is that? Mm-hmm.
It's about a seven.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, are you okay to be where you are?
I don't like how it feels. It feels really awful.
Judy, exactly. But if a friend came to you and said, I'm in a terrible place, could you just listen to me? You would sit there and be a good, loyal, compassionate friend and let them have their feelings. So it may feel awful, and when we can acknowledge that and say, I don't like this feeling and I don't know where I am, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But you want to be able to still be there and give yourself the airtime. It's like if someone were grieving and coming to you, you'd let them be there. Right?
Yeah.
And then just be there and say, I don't know how it's going to unfold, but what if the universe is going to make it unfold in a way I don't understand? The problem, and this is a sweeping globalized statement that I'm going to make, the problem with everybody in the universe is they will not tolerate their own feelings, much less anyone else's. That is the cornerstone of my work as a psychotherapist for 25 years, helping people tolerate and embrace their own emotions and other people's. That changes the world. And if the suffering and the opportunity that's being shown to the people who do not like the outcome, if that's where we go, that's a great place to go. So again, no right or wrong, Judy. I would keep tapping on it while you're thinking about it, while you're musing about it. What does this mean? And oh my gosh. And just keep tapping so that it moves through your energy system. Because what's happening with any situation that's tough in our lives is that we freeze. We kind of go into a mini trauma and we freeze and we don't process. And then mm-hmm. it comes out later and we're yelling at our, you know, we're yelling at our coworker or we're yelling at the dog or something. And it's not related to that. It's because we've got stuck energy in our life, in our body. So anytime we can move energy through, we can move energy through. It's fantastic for us.
Okay. I'll keep tapping.
Okay. All right, Judy. Very nice to have you on. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, we don't, and I want to just check on this. I do not see any of their hands up now. And there may be later, or there may be some people who want to come in from the writing in about for a chance to talk to Carol now. It's a wonderful opportunity, but you may not be up to it. People don't like always to talk in public, even though you don't have to use your last name, or you can use a pseudonym if you want. That would be fine. But I don't see any hands up, so I want to ask Trina.
Yes, there's a question here that I kind of like the way she says this. She says,
good.
I used to have the feeling of gratitude. I no longer have it. How do I get it back? I can say I am so grateful, but I don't feel it.
So I would say that there's a block to the feeling of it. It might feel scary to get there again. You might be resistant to get there. So something's going on that you can't access it because we have all the feelings. If you're human, we have hurt and guilt and jealousy and gratitude and appreciation. We have them all in our data bank. But if there's a block to accessing it, that's what's going on. We can't reach it. So something might have happened around gratitude. There might be a buildup of, frustration or cynicism or hard work or stress, something that's blocking her from feeling it and being able to access it. So what I would do as a tapping sequence for that is, even though I don't feel grateful anymore, I deeply and completely accept myself anyway. So the same thing I was saying to Judy, no matter what the feeling is, don't forget EFT 101. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Even though I can't access the gratitude I used to feel, and how does that make you feel? And it's sad to me, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. And then tap on the points and say, I don't know where it went. Remember, in tapping, we just say the truth. I don't know where it went. Side of the eye, I don't feel gratitude anymore. Under the eye, I'm afraid I don't even feel it. Under the nose, I can't access it. So you just treat that challenge as a real challenge in your life, saying, I don't know the why. All I know is I'm not getting there. And I want to get there. In other words, she wouldn't have brought it up if it weren't an issue or weren't a challenge. So you can get back to it, but you might have to clear something that's going on in the way. You know, maybe it's like sometimes people feel happy and something bad happens and they get this connection between feeling happy and something bad happening and they don't want to make the connection anymore. They don't want to get their hopes up. A number of people say to me over the years, you know, I've been taught, don't get your hopes up, never get your hopes up. So they keep a lid on themselves and gratitude is one of the feelings that suffers. So excellent comment and question. I'm sorry for the suffering that it feels to you, but absolutely keep, you can work on that and really make some incredible headway that'll feel like a success and joy. See, this is about joy. This is about being joyful and being happy, not all the time, not 24/7, but if we're going to live on this earth in this life, there are a lot of ups and downs. There are a lot of ups and downs in our world, in our families, in our lives, in the universe, in the earth, in politics, in business, in money. We cannot avoid them. And anybody who's trying to think they're going to avoid them is in for some shocks there. So we want to roll with it. I think the more resilient we can be, the better off we will be. Resilient doesn't mean denying the feelings. Resilient doesn't mean, you know, all that misinterpretation of the secret. Oh, don't have your bad feelings, only be happy. That's not what they said. But all these millions of people thought that was the message. don't have your negative feelings. I've even had law of attraction people say, oh, EFT is terrible because you're focusing on the negative. We're not focusing on the negative. We are admitting, owning, and validating what's in our vibrational system right now. It's the most powerful tool I have come across in 25 years. I keep looking. I say to people, if there's another tool that comes up that is better for me and in my hands, I will teach it to as many people as I possibly can. So great, great question and to jump off from. So I'm glad she was able to ask that.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Carol. It's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. How are you? Hi, Pat.
Hi there.
Hi. So I'm having an issue with forgiveness and gratitude. So just, you know, feeling betrayal from someone I care for very much and having gratitude for them, but, you know, having an issue with forgiveness.
So, and it's for the same person? You feel betrayed
yeah.
by someone and you want to forgive them?
I don't know if
she
I'm
wants
ready
to
for
have gratitude, I think. Yeah.
But to still,
of some kind.
Yeah, it's very confusing because I'm still very grateful because I think even in that betrayal, I've learned something, I believe.
Right.
But is it possible to hold the two? Because right now I'm not at forgiveness yet, but I still have gratitude for the enlightenment, I guess. And I am walking through a doorway. It's very painful.
And what I would say is anytime, I've seen this in my work over the years, anytime we try to force ourselves to forgive someone too quickly, it backfires.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really even about forgiveness, but there's this whole movement for 20 years in the field about forgiveness. And I've seen people do damage to themselves. I got to forgive. You don't got to do anything. What you need to do is acknowledge and hear and feel your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you are. So if you feel betrayed, that's your feeling. That's where you need to go. And what people try to do is, yeah, but I got to, don't you know that we're supposed to, yes, but I'm supposed to, you're not supposed to do anything but examine your own feelings. And own your own feelings and not do damage to other people out of your own feelings, right?
Right.
So try this, karate chop. So everybody, this is those of you listening and those of you on the webcast and who are going to listen in later, please do this about somebody, something in your life where you're feeling a sense of betrayal, feeling a sense of hurt or disappointment, and see if you can just tolerate and acknowledge this. What usually happens and what I've seen even with EFT practitioners is people are so forcing them to go to the forgiveness, they don't feel the airtime. They don't feel, wait a minute, I'm not there yet, here's where I am. And again, we're back to 101. If we can own and validate our feelings where we are, not blame the other, not judge the other, not say it's everybody else's fault, but just say, I don't care, I feel hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You can't argue with someone saying, I feel hurt. Right.
Carol,
so try
I'd
this.
Like to comment just before we do this with a little instruction to everyone who's listening on how to borrow benefits. Not everybody knows that what you do is you simply you keep in mind, you can write down briefly a sentence of your own issue that you'd like to handle, whatever it is, mm-hmm. as you tap. And then while you hear the subject tapping, along with Carol, you just say the same words that Carol asks you to say with the subject. That's all. That you just say somebody else's words. You'd be amazed how your own subconscious connects your problem with maybe a very different seeming problem that's being tapped on. It has an effect just by osmosis. It's an energetic effect. You don't have to do anything. Just repeat the same words she's repeating after Carol. Okay?
Well, what I know is there's not a human being in our universe who's not felt hurt and betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
right.
borrowing benefits is so effective. So we could do this for pain. We could do it for guilt. We could do it for frustration. Mm-hmm. All right. Deborah, karate chop point. Is betrayed the right word for you? Because I think betrayed means somebody did something to you. So if you could go to the emotion, how do you feel at thinking that you've been betrayed?
Heartbroken.
Heartbroken. Perfect. See the see the intensity of that.
Angry. I think angry, but heartbroken is stronger.
Yeah. Karate chop. Everybody who's been heartbroken, we all have karate chop point. Even though I feel heartbroken.
Even though I feel heartbroken.
And I don't know how to get over it.
And I don't know how to get over it.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Even though I feel heartbroken.
Even though I feel heartbroken.
And hurt.
And hurt.
And angry.
And angry.
I accept who I am right now.
I accept who I am right now.
Even though I feel heartbroken.
Even though I feel heartbroken.
I don't know what to do with it.
I don't know what to do with it.
I accept that I have many feelings at once.
I accept that I have many feelings at once.
Eyebrow. I feel heartbroken.
I feel heartbroken.
Side of the eye. And that's just how I feel.
And that's just how I feel.
Under the eye. It's giving me more compassion.
It's giving me more compassion.
Under the nose. For myself and others who've been heartbroken.
For myself and others who've been heartbroken.
Chin. I just have a broken heart right now.
I just have a broken heart right now.
Collarbone, and I validate that.
And I validate that.
Under the arm, and I honor that.
And I honor that.
Top of the head, I honor my deep feelings.
I honor my deep feelings.
Eyebrow, thank you, universe, for opening me up.
Thank you, universe, for opening me up.
Side of the eye, thank you, universe, for enriching my life.
Thank you, universe, for enriching my life.
Under the eye, thank you, universe, for so many experiences.
Thank you, universe, for so many experiences.
Now, keep tapping, Deborah. Everyone, at this point, if you're feeling pushback and don't say thank you, universe, that's part of the process. That's okay. And you go back, so now we're under the nose, and just say, I don't know what to make of this yet.
I don't know what to make of this yet.
Chin, I have a lot of different feelings at once.
I have a lot of different feelings at once.
Collarbone, and that's overwhelming me.
And that's overwhelming me.
Under the arm, but I can sit with my feelings.
But I could sit with my feelings.
Top that, and I can honor all my feelings.
And I can honor all my feelings.
And that's a good thing.
And that's a good thing.
Good. Take a breath. We didn't get the number, but obviously it was very, very high. So there's an example of where if I start with someone doing thank you tapping or gratitude tapping and it's too soon, that's fine. We stop. We say don't go there. It's if it feels like it's pushing someone or, you know, if it doesn't feel genuine or real. So then you just go back to the reality of it, which is you're saying, I feel heartbroken. I feel angry. I feel sad. I feel confused. I have some great gratitude on the other hand. And it's all in the same pile. And human beings, let's just say my experience is we all want one single clear feeling, and it's not how we're built. It's not how our brain works. It's not how we're built. So we often have more than one, and that's part of the confusion. So how'd that feel just to go there, just to say that and just honor, own, and keep admitting it?
It feels good, and I also had the thought of that betrayal. It's also like, you know, not having that person on my side, not having that support that I thought I had. And not having that love. Mm. You know, it seems like if I don't have a person's support, I don't have their love. So it's very, very hurtful.
So you can go to the eyebrow again and just say, I feel a loss.
Oh, I feel a loss.
Side of the eye, I feel the loss of love.
I feel the loss of love.
Under the eye, no wonder I feel heartbroken.
No wonder I feel heartbroken.
Under the nose, I can feel the loss.
I can feel the loss.
Chin, one day I'll be grateful for it.
One day I'll be grateful for it.
Collarbone, or not.
Or not.
Under the arm, because I don't have to be.
Because I don't have to be.
Top of the head, that's not my assignment.
That's not my assignment.
Eyebrow, I own my emotions.
I own my emotions.
Side of the eye, and I'm expressing them.
And I'm expressing them.
Under the eye, and that's good for me.
And that's good for me.
Under the nose, thank you, universe, for these tools.
Thank you, universe, for these fabulous tools.
Chin, thank you, universe, for allowing me the airtime.
Thank you, universe, for allowing me the airtime.
Collarbone, and healing many, many hurts.
And healing many, many hurts.
Under the arm, and healing probably more than one heartbreak.
Healing probably more than one heartbreak.
Top of the head, I appreciate who I am and that I feel.
I appreciate who I am and what I feel.
Good. Deep breath. Awesome.
Yeah.
So again, we didn't get the number, but how's that sitting with you?
It feels good to acknowledge it and really honor those feelings as my truth.
Good.
Yeah, thank
and
you
remember,
very much.
The truth is heartbreak. The truth isn't that you were betrayed. It's like people use abandonment that way. I was abandoned. Mm. Well, that was your experience. The person may not have done that. How do you feel? Mm. Hurt. Hurt is the feeling, the emotion. And we get more bang for the buck with tapping when we go to the emotion. Always the most effective way. So thank you, Deborah. I hope people were tapping along with Deborah, because talk about a universal experience. Excellent. Thank you
very much.
Thanks, Trina, for letting her call in too.
That was very good. There's another caller. I don't know if you want to take that or if you and Pat
sure.
want to talk a little more.
Sure.
Another caller? Okay. Let me open it up for you.
Okay, thank you so much. I have a married son who just got married about a year ago, and he and his wife just don't really want our intervention except for financial intervention, but they don't really want to include us in anything, and she's going to have a baby in March. And I am, I guess, tired of hearing everybody ask me how I feel, and when I don't look particularly thrilled, they, say, how can you not be thrilled, and this is your first grandchild, and you should feel differently. And I'm just tired of hearing everybody say that. I guess I feel like I should be feeling something else, and I don't yet.
Good.
So
own it. Own that you do not yet. And if anybody on the line has ever told someone else, what is your first name?
Rivka.
If anyone has ever told anyone else the same way people are telling Rivka, you should feel this way, please. Try not to do it again, because that's a message for all of us to stop telling people how to feel. So, Rivka, what we'll do is just own it, say it, validate it, and be where you are. Okay, so
great.
0 to 10. So I hear a couple things. I hear, I feel resentment that they want your money but no other contact. I hear frustration that people are like, oh, this is a grandchild. You should feel this way. And I feel, I hear the defensiveness. They're like, hey, this isn't fair, people. So I, again, like the pile with Deborah, there are a bunch of feelings here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, which one is the strongest, or another one that I'm not even mentioning, which one is the strongest for you?
I think the frustration.
Okay. That people are saying you should feel differently?
Yes, and I'm basically a very warm person. I was a teacher for 20 years. I love babies. I love kids. And I just feel like, how can I not be feeling this when I should be?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think you feel hurt, too.
Oh,
I hear the hurt. The hurt's coming through loud and clear. Frustration, 0 to 10, is what?
I've been 8.
And the hurt that they've blocked you out of their life?
Probably a 12.
12. 12 out of 10. All right, karate chop. Even though I feel this deep hurt.
Even though I feel this deep hurt.
So when people tell me how I should feel.
So when people tell me how I should feel.
It really hurts even more.
It really hurts even more.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Even though I feel hurt and frustrated.
Even though I feel hurt and frustrated.
I accept who I am in this moment.
I accept who I am in this moment.
Even though I get tired of people telling me how I should feel.
Even though I get tired of people telling me how I should feel.
And I'm tired of myself telling me too.
I'm tired of myself telling me too.
I accept everything that's going on for me.
I accept everything that is going on for me.
Eyebrow point. I'm so frustrated about what's going on.
I'm so frustrated about what's going on.
Side of the eye, and I feel so hurt.
And I feel so hurt.
Under the eye, and I'm angry.
And I'm angry.
Under the nose, I want to love that child.
I want to love that child.
Chin, I want to feel excited.
I want to feel excited.
Collarbone, but I don't.
But I don't.
Under the arm, and that's my prerogative.
And that's my prerogative.
Top of the head, and I don't want to be told what to feel.
And I don't want to be told what to feel.
Eyebrow, what if I could give myself some validation?
What if I could give myself some validation?
Side of the eye, what if I could give myself some validation that I'm okay?
What if I could give myself some validation that I am okay?
Under the eye, what if I could validate the pain I'm in?
What if I could validate the pain that I am in?
Under the nose, what if I could give myself the airtime?
What if I could give myself the airtime?
Chin, I'm grateful for a lot of things in my life.
I am grateful for a lot of things in my life.
Collarbone, this is not one of them.
This is not one of them.
Under the arm, not yet anyway.
Not yet anyway.
Top of the head, all this hurt about what they've said.
All this hurt about what they've said.
Is really hard to process.
Is really hard to process.
Good. Take a breath.
That's great. That's really great.
How does the 12 feel?
About a 6.
6. That's a big jump. a big drop. Right. And how's the 8 on the frustration that everybody keeps telling you got to do this and you got to feel this and oh, it's this?
I think a little bit less. A little bit less. But I'm going to do this. This is really wonderful, and I am so grateful that you told me how to coordinate the tapping with the statements.
Good. Well, you deserve it. And just, again, remember when someone's saying, you should feel this way, take a step back and say, well, isn't that interesting? Rather than jumping to the defensive, rather than jumping to you don't understand, they don't understand. I promise you they don't understand. Right?
It's funny. I'm the baby in the family. I'm a big baby. I'm an old baby. But I guess I goes back to that where people always told you what you should be feeling, what you should be saying, how you should be doing, and I think it's all those feelings coming up again. Here again, someone's telling me, all these people, how I have to feel. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Good. On such a sensitive topic, my gosh, on such a, a deep, complex place to be, when people say, well, you should feel this, they're not paying any attention to complexity. They're reacting out of their own feelings and maybe their denial or their whatever. It's their stuff.
Right.
It's their stuff. You're allowed to feel anything you want.
Yeah.
Anything you want, because it's a feeling. So if someone can't say you don't feel hurt, yes, I do.
Yes.
If you say they're terrible people, they say, well, no, they're not. Then they can't argue with you. So stick to the emotion for you and just say, this is a painful place to be.
Yes.
Okay,
well, thank you very, very much. I really do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
My pleasure. All of these tapping sequences are great for all of us listening now and later on the replay. So, Pat, we could either keep talking. We could do another sample demo with some of the tapping sequences. We could do anything you want. Those were great.
Well, I would like you to remind me, in fact. I was thinking while we were doing this, it was so appropriate where it was going and how it was unfolding, that I was trying to remember how in the recordings that I've been listening to over the last several weeks in preparation for today, I don't know whether you know yourself really exactly if there's a formula to it, but somehow you allow for a great deal of expression of different sorts for the different people listening. Now, the people are very varied. Now, I know how you allowed me to feel certain things, but how do you allow other people? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Are you taking them through a certain sequence, or is it because having those recordings, that one can play over again, just as one can play the replay now on
mm-hmm.
this one
mm-hmm.
for other people telling you how you should feel, if that's your problem, too, it might be. What formula, if any, or do you just base it on experiences with people you've worked with and your own intuition? I know you give it thoroughly so that the person can identify with it. It's rather wonderful. And I don't know just how the magic works.
Well,
I don't know whether that's an impossible question,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Well, remember the module. So in the stress relief module, I'm doing 1, 2, or 3 setup statements, and I'm thinking about all my clients over 25 years and how stress affects them. I'm thinking
mm-hmm.
about how stress affects me, what gets in my way, what are the feelings. You know, talking about stress is one thing. What's it doing to your body? What's it doing to your mind? Is it distracting? So instead of doing, you know, the very basics of EFT, which work beautifully, even though I have stress in my body, I accept myself, and you would repeat that 3 times, and then on the points, you'd say, stress in my body, stress in my body. That's too boring for me because I've been in the field for too long. So I really stretch it out. I feel like I'm following some kind of sequence that I know I'm downloading. You know that, Pat, about me and about yourself.
That's right.
That when we've done it for long enough. So then I do a couple of those for the stress, and stress in the body, and stress at work, and stress someplace else, because stress is a nice umbrella feeling, but then I get quite specific. Then we've got the module on pain relief, and then the module on attracting abundance. Boy, do I know the abundance problems because I've been through all of them. Pain is my least common. I've certainly been through painful stuff physically and had some issues and a couple of tumors and this and that. And, you know, I've had things, but it's not my primary issue. Stress, overwhelm, and financial abundance have been my hot points and my hot buttons. So, but I've worked with so many people with pain. So I feel like I'm rolling with it. So I do an outline, I think about it, I really pay attention, and then I just go for it. I remember where I was recording and just thinking, I'm not going to be too linear. I can't be too controlled about it. I'm just going to go with it. So I was incredibly happy with how it came out because I felt so free. I mean,
Over. It comes over in the recordings. The freedom in your voice comes over. And I will say that I've followed your career, so to speak, more than 25 years since you came on the horizon. And you were wonderful. You always had a great deal of intuitive ability and took to EFT like a duck to water. But I must say, I have never heard your voice as expansive and as relaxed and as easy and as on target as it is in these new recordings. Mm-hmm. To me, they are the pinnacle of everything you've done so far. And
Favorite topic and expansive. That's what I'm doing with the people that are calling in right now. Like, think of that. I want Rivka to feel expanded enough and Deborah to feel expanded enough that they can each have 3, 4, 5 feelings.
Yeah.
Judy, I want you all to have all the feelings and say, I'm allowed to have them all because part of my work and my journey has been to expand and own and tolerate and deal with and embrace. Sometimes we have to tolerate first before we can embrace our feelings. That's growth. You know, someone said to me they don't really want to grow older, but boy, are they wiser. And you know what? That does come with age and experience and hardship and a hurt. It comes with it. Expansion comes with it. So it was a lot of fun to record for sure. And I would have to say it is my favorite topic, my favorite tapping sequences.
Truly.
And I had a good time. So if, you know, someone said to me, but Caroline, I've never been in pain. Is the project okay for me? Yes, because that's only one module. There's a whole module on stress relief, a whole module on accessing inner guidance, a whole module on financial abundance, the module on the extra track on how to do the separate gratitude tapping. So absolutely. And as we know, as you were explaining, I think during Deborah's, you know, how to do the borrowing benefits, you can do it on pain even if your body feels zero pain. And you're going to get some responses about emotional issues. That's what we love. That's why, Pat, for all these years, you and I have stuck with EFT, I think, is how do you deny the results that we get? And the tremendous flexibility of the method.
Flexibility. It's tremendous. It's malleable. It changes according to the situation. I remember when you were doing the work with the veterans in the veterans hospital with these terrible post-traumatic stress disorder, these stress disorders. It worked for that, and that's major stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, really tough stuff. But it's worked for other simpler things. And for things for children, it's just a method of all seasons in its own way. It's quite incredible.
Well, if there's another caller, Pat, I would take one more, or Trina, another question. And if not, I'm gonna.
I'm not seeing either.
Okay, I'm gonna do a demo for everybody and everybody who listens later. Pat, you okay if I do a demo?
Yes, I think it's wonderful. I don't want you to get off. I love it.
And how would you feel about being my echo?
I'll be delighted to be that.
All right. Karate chop point. Even though I have blocks to feeling gratitude.
Even though I have blocks to feeling gratitude.
And I've been blocking my blocks.
And I've been blocking my blocks.
Because I'm ashamed of them. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Even
though I have blocks to feeling gratitude.
And I hear a lot of shoulds in my head.
And I hear a lot of shoulds in my head.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
Eyebrow point. I feel a lot of blocks to gratitude.
I feel a lot of blocks to gratitude.
Side of the eye, and that's okay for now.
That's okay for now.
Under the eye, it's hard to admit that I'm blocking gratitude.
It's hard to admit I'm blocking gratitude.
Under the nose, but the truth is I am.
But the truth is I am.
Chin point. Sometimes I just don't feel it.
Sometimes I just don't feel it.
Collarbone, but I appreciate giving myself the time.
But I appreciate giving myself the time.
Under the arm, I'm allowed to feel anything I feel.
I'm allowed to feel anything I feel.
Top of the head, it's okay for me to be blocked from gratitude.
It's okay for me to be blocked from gratitude.
Eyebrow point, what if I'm about to make a big breakthrough?
What if I'm about to make a big breakthrough?
Side of the eye. What if the block is part of my process?
What if a block is part of my process?
Under the eye. What if it's okay to have blocks?
What if it's okay to have blocks?
Under the nose. What if this is all about self-acceptance?
What if this is all about self-acceptance?
Chin. And all about accepting who I am.
And all about accepting who I am.
Collarbone. And accepting my emotions.
And accepting my emotions.
Under the arm, I'd want to accept my friend's emotions.
I want to accept my friend's emotions.
Top of the head, so I'm going to accept mine too.
So I'm going to accept mine too.
Eyebrow, thank you, universe.
Thank you, universe.
Side of the eye, for bringing me a solution.
For bringing me a solution.
Under the eye, I didn't even see it coming.
I didn't even see it coming.
Under the nose, thank you, universe.
Thank you, universe.
Chin, for supporting me to access gratitude.
For supporting me to access gratitude.
Collarbone, thank you, universe.
Thank you, universe.
Under the arm, for such deep richness.
For such deep richness.
Top of the head, thank you, universe, for all the support I have.
Thank you, universe, for all the support I have.
Good. Then we always follow with a big, deep breath.
It's lovely, Carol.
Great. So you can play with it. You can do what if. You can say thank you. You can say I appreciate. But just know that we are multifaceted. We have so many layers to us. And so do our friends and our family members. And the feeling, it's all about emotion. That's where the energy is. That's where acceptance is. That's where the pain is. That's where the forgiveness is. That's where the love is. It's all about our feelings. And if you can back out of your behavior into your feelings, you'll get much more bang for the buck with the tapping. So I will always be a fan for everything the tapping has done for me and everything you, Pat, have taught me over the years. My gosh.
Well, vice versa. It's wonderful. And this new era that you're entering, the gratitude era, is simply eye-opening. And it's so healing, so healing. So anyway, Carol, I just want to thank you so for coming on.
Thank you, Pat. Good night, everybody. Wonderful to hear you.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.